Hey guys, we are back with another episode of Hate Oppression or Depart. This is Renee Malapsi. Previously, we spoke about education, and today, we will be talking about the book, The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas. The story starts off with a 16-year-old girl named Star Carter. She attends a high school party with her friend Kenya, only to catch up with her childhood best friend. Star moved to a rich neighborhood and attends a private school. Since then, Khalil became a drug dealer. A gang dispute occurred at the party, and it ended with shots fired. Police officers were called to the scene, and Khalil fled the party with Star. The police officer pulled over Khalil for a broken taillight. This ends with Khalil being shot, and Star sat there forced to watch her friend die. She felt angry and upset, so throughout the book, we see her try and get justice for Khalil. She felt as though in her private school, she had to act less ghetto, being around white classmates who stood by the officer's side. Protests and riots occurred to arrest the officer who wrongfully murdered Khalil. This book ends with Star promising Khalil that she will continue to fight for justice and she won't stay quiet. This book is very important. The book is called The Hate U Give because it is highlighting something a well-known rapper once said. Tupac once said, "Thug Life" stood for the hate you give little infants, F's everybody. It is trying to say that what society gives us as children bites us as we grow older. On page 20, Star says, "When I was 12, my parents had two talks with me. One was the usual birds and bees. The other talk was about what to do if a cop stopped me." This is why African American children, when given the talk, aren't told about how babies are made, but rather are told to fear police officers and if ever in trouble, to keep your hands up and do not fight back. It is, and I quote, "the vicious cycle of societal violence." A quote that spoke to me was when Star spoke to the officer. She said on page 412, "Everybody wants to talk about how Khalil died, I say. But this isn't about how Khalil died. It's about the fact that he lived. His life mattered. Khalil lived." I look at the cops again. "You hear me? Khalil lived." Her grief made her brave. She stood on top of that cop car and poured her heart out. She said this to the officers because they unconsciously dehumanize African Americans. This dehumanization led to violence and death. Khalil died at the hands of the authorities. This is an amazing book. It is very powerful. And if you're into books, or even if you aren't, you should definitely read it. It teaches you a lot. This book is so raw. It teaches you what life is like for African Americans. Thank you for listening. Next episode, we will be talking about the 2020 protests and the Black Lives Matter movement.